Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Parrotsman.
Good morning again, folks.
Thank you, Jerry. And we're actually having a wonderful conversation with Stephanie Moran, who is a Project Independence nurse through North Shore LIJ System, which is a partner of the Town of North Hempstead and Project Independence. We were going into touching all different things and sharing with the doctors. And one thing that came to mind during the break is, and I don't know how if this is prevalent or not, after you're getting some sort of a diagnosis, et cetera, sharing that with your loved ones.
Yes.
Letting the family know that mom shouldn't be having salt or, you know, you're on this pill on top of something else.
Right, right. Sharing that information. Yeah, you know what? You want to make sure you know what the diagnosis is, what the treatment is. And as we said before, having a family member there to hear what that diagnosis is and what the treatment is so very important.
Is there a way, like if you go to the doctor, of course, HIPAA, you know, you can't give out information, but can you sign something where a child can call and say, listen, mom was in yesterday, and I have permission now. Why did you know, tell me the truth. What's the story?
The patient designates a family member, son, a daughter, a husband, to have that information.
But they don't have to go to the meeting or to the
No, they don't. Okay. Right. As long as it's on record that the patient said, yes, you can speak to this family member about what the doctor said to me, that's not a problem for that.
Okay. I think that's important.
Something that really addresses that problem. That's I found an answer in the digital age. Well, I go to a couple of my doctors, and I have many. After the appointment, he prints out the results of the patient meeting I had, plus a listing of the drugs I say I'm on, just to confirm, and what I should be doing prior to the next meeting. In other words, you go to there and have blood taken, and they'll look for this, that, and everything else. And I can share that with my two daughters.
But is it printed in understandable language?
Yes.
It is? Okay.
No, it's not gibberish or doctorese. Whatever
right.
Call it. But straightforward English. No, this is what you have. your cholesterol is this. I'm concerned about that. Stay on this. Do this, do that. And it's a two-page printout. And it really is great. So when I see my daughters who are not always able to come with me, and in fact, infrequently can, they say, well, how was the thing? How was your meeting with Dr. Hussein? Well, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they get a good sense of what's happening with you, and it's not being translated through me. And I say, well, I think he said my cholesterol was high or was low. And then I say, well, you know, they look at it, and let's say it's 297. Well, that's not low. You know, Dad, you've got to keep an eye on that. You know, stay away from the French fries and stuff like that.
Right.
But that's come off recently. You know, first I was put off a little bit, but when you'd be talking to the physician, they'd be typing it in.
Yes.
I wasn't paying attention. But
right,
I realized, in fact, they were. And when you get the printout, it really gives you a good sense of what's going on, what his evaluation is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something you should ask for when you go to the physician's office, if in effect he's inputting into his talks.
Now, is that the norm? Or you're talking earlier about younger doctors. Is that a younger doctor or is that a norm?
Yeah, it's a younger guy, right. Okay. He's probably 40 or so, and he was the first one to do it. Now I've got two who do that. One is in his mid-50s, and he does that too. But it's good to have, you know. And, I feel that you're getting a lot more out of the visit that
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. And that is the new electronic medical record that was mandated by the federal government.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's why everybody, all your doctors now, when you go in to make visit, they're typing away. They also, you know, that's great. They give you almost like a discharge record of your visit. You know, that was always the norm for when you were discharged from a hospital, but now, you know, you're at a doctor's office. That's a really very good thing. Some of the urgent care centers, they do that. Well, they'll print out what the diagnosis is, what medication you're on. They call it in to your pharmacy. It's already done for you. The other thing that is available to, with a lot of doctors are the you can go online. They'll give you their online address so that you can go in and access your visit or your medical record with each individual doctor. Not all of them do it, but I know, you know, internists, you know, I have a few that have that available to you. So you can actually access your medical record. I did it with my internist. There wasn't a lot of information on there, but, you know, there was something. So that's the whole electronic medical record that's kind of revolutionized.
What's great about that is that when you go from one doctor to another and they're connected, I think all my doctors are affiliated with North Shore, and they were able to exchange information so that you don't get you have to go for the same blood test, again and again. Now, you know, it's not going to kill you, obviously, but it's a pain in the neck to go someplace and have it done. And when I went to see my kidney specialist, he said, I see Dr. Berger did this, that, and everything else, so we don't have to do that anymore. Those numbers are good. And it gives me a better understanding of how well you are, how unwell you are, and makes the visit that much more important and significant.
And more efficient, too, so that they're not repeating all
these
tests. Actually,
Stephanie, I have a question in reference to that. If you go for blood work, just say with Dr. A this month, and next month go to Dr. B, and you don't have those records moved over, and you do all the same blood work, and I'm not saying this is your expertise, does insurance pay for that even? You know what I mean? Or do they say, listen, does insurance pay one blood work a month? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I can answer that because I've had that experience. Each doctor will order, unintentionally, will order another little test. So, in effect, the overall test is different. In other words, I ordered a test for white cells, and the other one didn't. So, in effect, the test, they're not the same test, though 90% are the same. So, when I had my last visit with my kidney specialist, he said, I see you've done all these 4 weeks. We won't have to do those again. I'm going to have you go and just do these two. These two things before you see me again. Mm-hmm. So it does save money for the healthcare system too, which is a great thing. Mm-hmm. In other words, you know, you don't repeat things that are still valid in terms of the next physician visit. Mm-hmm. I think people shouldn't feel put off when they see the doctor typing in, that he is paying attention.
Right. And, I understand what you're saying. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's important, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
No. And I think a big thing with you, Steph, I'd even touched on earlier, is lists, but also lifestyle changes. Mm-hmm. Things happen in your life that you're not paying attention to when you go to the doctor, but there's something gnawing in the back of your head that can be affecting you.
Sure.
You're not saying it, but, you know, whether it's a death or a birth or a job, whatever it is, it's...
Your personal life.
What's going on in your personal life?
Because, doctor can't read your mind, and if you're feeling you're having symptoms, it could be depression. You know, depression is exhibits in many, many physical symptoms, and... if you're not sharing your personal life with the doctor, he might be able, he's not going to be able to put two and two together and say, instead of sending you for a bunch of tests for feeling fatigued or, you know, loss of appetite, you know, these are all could be depression.
I didn't even think of the depression part of it. I'm just thinking more like, that's true, too.
Someone told me a while back that if you go to a doctor, don't tell him about your lifestyle and changes and all that. Maybe you should go to a veterinarian.
Because did
you get a pet? No, because the animals can't talk either, you know.
Oh, so they have to figure it out.
Right. I mean, you know, smarten up, so to speak.
No, right? I understand what you're saying. No, it's the truth. But the problem is, and what Stephanie I think is trying to put across is, it's not a matter of smartening up. Personalities, especially in the age of 70, 80, and 90, it doesn't change. Mm-hmm. The way you acted, you're 87, Jerry.
Right.
Your personality has not changed, I'm sure, so dramatically. You are who you are, which is tremendous. So the person who's shy, is not walking into the doctor. Hey, this is what happened. And you know, it's like, yeah. How are you? I'm fine. So right. What are you doing
right.
here?
Right, right.
You know, that's the person that Stephanie, we're trying to say, come on.
Right.
Make a list and hand it to him. You don't want to read it, then write it down one night and say, this is what I'm feeling. And you're right. Maybe that'll come out. It's like a depression. This happened to me. They're not going to read, you know, 100-page document.
Right, but just kind of bullets.
Yeah, a couple of, you know, you had a flyer here, not a flyer, like a PowerPoint, which is tremendous.
Right, that's absolutely right. Yeah.
You know, just get ready for your appointment. A couple of lines next to it.
That's right.
That you're writing down.
And this is available through the National Institute for Aging, .gov, all this information about talking to your doctor. And you can go on the internet with that address, nia.gov. And click on publications, and you can download all this information. They have a nice tip sheet for consumers that just really summarizes all that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
So I would recommend that they even have apps on the phones now that gives you a list of all the different scenarios. When you visit your doctor, you click on that and it gives you a list of questions, pre-surgical, pre-hospitalization, tests, and you just click on each of those categories, and it comes up with questions that you can ask your doctor. So it's there's a lot of information.
This NIA.gov is a site for a senior or the adult child to say, Ma, look at this. Before you go next week, and we're not talking about filling in, again, hundreds of pages.
No.
And there's little pictures like, what are you feeling? What are you eating? What's different in your life?
That's right.
My neighbor died. And the little cat that used to come into the backyard isn't coming anymore. Mm-hmm. No big deal. It's like, it is a big deal.
Right.
That's two major things that occurred. Mm-hmm. You're saying it's no big deal. Yeah. But now all of a sudden you're lethargic.
Yes.
Wonder why.
That's right.
Which is important, which is a great. And then, of course, it's 311.
Yes.
If you're not in your car, you're not. NIA is pretty easy. NIA.gov. That's that's one of the easier websites we've given out.
As you say, John, 311 is right here.
Right.
It's just a telephone call away, and people are there to help. And that's the important thing. If you have a question, don't stew about it. Call 311 and get help.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right.
At the end of the day, that's it. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's amazing how the time flies. This segment is up. Stephanie is in Roslyn, Mineola, and Williston Park. So she's the nurse, the PI nurse from North Shore LIJ, representing Roslyn, Mineola, and Williston Park. So if you call 311 and you're in those areas, you could wind up talking to Stephanie, which would be tremendous. Mm-hmm. It's a wealth of information. Yeah, she wants to hear. She's lonely this afternoon. Right. Okay, so give her a call. Torment her.
And all you do is ask for Stephanie.
That's right.
That's all you do.
Ask for Stephanie.
Right.
And you'll be connected, and you'll go forward from there. We're going to take a break now. Stephanie, thank you so much. This was wonderful.
Great.
Jerry, we'll be right back. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.